Hi, my name is Harry Utwechere, and I'm a host and rant of a Nigerian youth, a podcast channel where we talk about everything, mental health, and how being a Nigerian can be really stressful and eventful at the same time. Okay, today I'm going to be talking about something very important to me, something that has eaten away at me for a very long time, something that I feel like I need to gift to the world, something I need to gift to the next generation, to tell them that in the space that we are in the craziness, in the, you know, unreliability of human nature and unpredictability of statistics and matters that could influence, make or change our reality, that there is beauty in life and there is beauty in being vulnerable. So my name is Harry again, and I'll be back after this short break. So before this episode, I have been trying to, you know, figure out the direction of this message, the direction I was going to take in, you know, expressing myself. This year has been an amazing year so far. God bless the year. And I have been through some ups and pains, and I've gone through major this year, and it has been sort of like a revelation. It's been a revelation, no doubt the hurt is real. People go through crisis daily, people go through pains and the hurt, and the depth of it all, it's something that you can't explain away, you can't relate to. For everyone, it's happening differently. It's happening in a way you never expected it to happen. I mean, you don't go into the day, expecting to lose a loved one. You don't go into a new day expecting to make some losses and on a financial deal and on a business endeavor, or pretty much, you know, dying off on an accident or getting injured or getting shot at, or, you know, but these things happen. It happens daily, it happens without our preparation, no matter how much we pray about it, no matter how much we prepare for it mentally. The loss of, the pain of losing someone hurts like so much more than anything that we've, you know, anything that would experience. Be it someone dying, be it losing someone in a relationship, you know, it's there. It stares right at you in the face and it never goes away. You know, that feeling of making a wrong decision in a trade deal and then losing out or burning out through your cash or expenses, it leaves you devastated, it leaves you clueless. It makes you feel stupid and, you know, insecure at the same time. It makes you doubt your ability to make decisions, your ability to see further into the future and most of the plans you made. That hurts. I'm not here trying to tell you about the pain or remind you about the hurt, to tell you that it's all going to go away, because it's not. It becomes a part of you. It becomes the way you see life. It becomes that tunnel, that funnel through which you can relate with things, you can relate with the situations, the reality that we stare at daily. It becomes the way we are, our being. It's both a superpower, at the same time it is one of our greatest weaknesses. You know, I can't tell you how to move away from, or how to move on from losing someone that is so dear to you, that you literally, you know, built an entire life with that person. It's hard to do. I can't tell you how to, you know, move on from losing every single amount you have in a bank account saved for something very important that you lost through a scam deal, a business gone wrong, or, you know, bad investments. I can't tell you that the depression won't come, that the slip through drinking alcohol to becoming a person other than who you are, who you want to be, it's not going to be there. It happens. It's our reality, it's what we see, it's the things that make us human. It's the things that we can't change, the things that we can't influence. They're there. They're staring at us in our faces. They are trying to shape our future. They are there, unchanged. It's what we see, what we hear. It is how we live. It is what becomes of us. I'm trying to quote too many. I'm trying to speak too much. I'm trying to, you know, express myself in a way I think I know how to, but it is not what I can do or what I can say. But what I'm trying to say is this: life is real. The pain is real. It is there for a while, but it is eventually going to go away. But while it's still there, try to live and try to experience it. Let it be a part of you. Let it be your a force, if it can be, to define who you are going to be. It could influence your next decisions, but don't let it be who you become. But use it as a weapon, as a force, as a fuel to drive you, to propel you to the next dimension that you think is good for you. But half of the time, most of the decisions we make under the influence of pain might be because of it is all we see. It is all we can do. So I charge you to do differently, to choose the part of not explained, the part unfigured. Try to be better. Better than pain, try to be better than the hurt. Try to be better than the reality that you're stuck in. I can't tell you to imagine a better tomorrow, because what you have is what you see. But I can tell you to be better. Do better. Because in as much as we don't know it, our decisions today can make or influence the life of the next generations. We don't know. We can never know who our decisions get to influence or touch. So let's not do it because of ourselves. Let's do it because of the unborn, the uncreated, and live life the way we would love to live life. So be the better person, be the you, uncreated, be the invincible, be the smile bringer, and let out steam, because the pain would go away. After a while, it will pass. So, do better. And thank you for listening to this awesome experience. I wish it could have been awesomer. Wish it could have said much more. I'm only but a man. So, if you have any questions, you want to send in a request, just hit me out my email. I would leave a link in the description. Thank you so much for listening. And do have an amazing day.